Our modern society, with all of its gadgets and gizmos, all of its debauchery and lunacy, all of its hedonistic, amoral garbage and nonsense, all of its pestilence, all of its lies, and all of its bread and circuses, has rapidly become a contorted and decadent version of what America used to be. Stare it in the face. I dare you. By staring the sickness in the face, we may become well. Look at it. Look at it deeply and stare into the eyes of your own soul. That's right, because all of your inner trauma, all of your unresolved issues are reflected into this hall of mirrors that we call reality to show you what needs to be healed within you. Oh, but we don't want to hear that now, do we? Of course not. The experience in the aggregate, in the outer world, is in direct proportion to the cognitive and inner situation within the minds of each individual. Our refusal to deal with our own shit is made manifest in the mirror that we call reality. We project our inner darkness individually and collectively onto the world and onto each other because we refuse to face it. But face it we must if we are ever to be truly free. Believe it or not, you do have a choice. You can choose comfortable ignorance or uncomfortable freedom. Well, what the hell does that even mean? Okay, comfortable ignorance means that you just accept what you're given. You believe what you've been taught from some perceived authority. You've pitched your cognitive tent within your perceptual campgrounds, and that is where you shall stay, blissfully unaware within the illusion. Uncomfortable freedom is the realization of the illusion we've bought into and undertaking the willful deconstructive process necessary to set one's consciousness free. It is the acceptance of things as they are and the deliberate evolvement of one's perceptions, awareness, and cognition as an act of will. It is self-realization and self-actualization and the rejection of external authority. It is the process of individuation and the claiming of one's sentience and sovereignty. It is unplugging from the matrix and detaching from the herd. As the French philosopher Voltaire once wrote, "So long as the people do not care to exercise their freedom, those who wish to tyrannize will do so. For tyrants are active and ardent and will devote themselves in the name of any number of gods, religious and otherwise, to put shackles upon sleeping men." For our entire lives, beginning in childhood, we are molded, or rather, twisted into form. We are trained to accept a contorted reality as the only possibility, to numb our perceptions and to distrust our own inherent intuition and intelligence. We are encouraged to conform to a system of cognitive enslavement that diminishes our worth, our light, our very essence. We are pushed through a system of indoctrination that we bravely call education, where blind acceptance and blind obedience are seen as virtuous, and so many will carry their unquestioning acquiescence right to their graves. State-mandated education destroys the inquisitive mind, stifles the individual spirit, and churns out generation after generation of submissive, non-critically thinking, robotic, and herd-minded automatons. The evidence stares us in the face as we watch a generation of young adults calling for communism and completely hypnotized by the doctrine of statism. We can plainly witness this trend of anti-intellectualism in this age of information where knowledge is readily available but is shunned in favor of distraction and mindlessness. It's as if there is a war against intelligence occurring. It's readily apparent that modern education, with its dogmas and dictates, breeds passivity and stifles the thirst for knowledge and the natural inquisitiveness of the child. And of course, it is all by coldly calculated design. This realization that one has been programmed for their entire lives is very uncomfortable, but it is the first step in the deconstructive process. Unfortunately, far too many would rather stay firmly rooted within comfortable ignorance. The hyperinflated ego, bound within its cognitive fortresses and adopted belief systems, will fight against the truth at every turn, sometimes unto death. For truth and freedom are uncomfortable, so far easier to remain as a cognitive slave to the designs of psychological tyranny. As the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once claimed, a fullness of state power, such as only despotism had enjoyed, surpassed all the past because it strove for the formal annihilation of the individual. Once the Earth is brought under all-embracing economic control, then mankind will find it has been reduced to machinery in its service as a monstrous clockwork system of ever smaller, more finely adjusted wheels. What we are caught in the midst of is a cognitive war, a perceptual battle in which education and media paint a picture of reality that benefits those in power by the masses falling in line with the contorted image painted by its masters. To rebel against the illusion and choose the path of uncomfortable cognitive freedom is to be an outcast in a world of ever-intensifying turmoil. If you can see it and choose to remain an individual in this turbulent and chaotic mess of homogenized and collectivized lunacy, you need to congratulate yourself for being in the tiny minority of those who can actually see it, and further, for being amongst the brave few who have not so easily fallen under the spell. To choose uncomfortable freedom in a world of ever-intensifying conformity, where the blind lead the blind in circles, is to walk the road less traveled in this lunatic asylum, where comfortable ignorance leaves willing slaves spiritually and psychologically castrated. Restrictions on speech and free expression are intensifying all over the Western world as the barbed wire noose tightens around the necks of the gullible. The forces of enslavement are preparing to devour the mindless herd and spit out their bones into the fires of tyranny. Perhaps, from the ashes, those who have chosen uncomfortable freedom can create something different, something entirely new that actually nurtures the human spirit. Perhaps not. One thing is certain. Remaining within a cognition of indifference and comfortable ignorance will ensure destruction, and the chains of folly will clank through the blood-drenched streets. Civilizations rise and fall over and again throughout the epochs and eras in a repeating cycle of historical creation and destruction. What makes this time frame so critical is that after the coming fall, which looms on the horizon, we just may not ever rise again. What will it take to break this long-standing cycle of prosperity and collapse? What is it within the human psyche that allows for this repetition to continue throughout the ages? Can untapped creative potential that lies within the hearts and minds of those immune to the lie propel us forward into an entirely new paradigm? The solution lies in the individual and collective decision to choose uncomfortable freedom instead of comfortable ignorance.